Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy? I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
I'm not going to share my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
I showed you my credentials.
I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials. Again, I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or something? Cards?
For an attorney
that we could reach out
no.
To?
No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right. You'd like to have your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City.
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified yourselves.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you can just call and give me your name,
and tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Okay, so we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Correct.
Exactly, so it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has any ill will, bad intent, or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information with anybody else in the neighborhood?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions, correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
If you don't want to talk to us, then you can...
I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out.
Okay, they're so-called FBI.
All right, welcome back, and welcome to Joe Biden's America. Three individuals identifying themselves as FBI showed up at the home of a Stillwater, Oklahoma woman's house regarding Facebook posts that she had posted that were allegedly critical of Joe Biden. Rola, I can't even begin to pronounce her last name, Abdeljawad. I'm sorry. She's a 43-year-old Muslim woman. She had the following interaction that you just heard with the police officers regarding her Facebook posts. Shortly after she had posted this, that everybody saw it, it's really starting to trend and make the rounds on all the social media sites, is because it was verified with local law enforcement that the individuals who came to the home really were FBI agents per their license plate. She's having her lawyer contact the Oklahoma City field office. The lawyer did inform her that these instances are now more common, but the lawyer doesn't believe that the FBI sent the screenshots of her posts. Rather, this is more of a phishing expedition. I don't know what kind of country we're living in, but she did post stuff. For example, in her most recent posts on Facebook, she expressed support for Free Palestine, and she also expressed disappointment in RFK, excuse me, Jr., for his position on Israel and Palestine. It's not clear at this moment, or at least at the time of this recording, what Facebook post in particular triggered the visit from the speech police, but it obviously something she put on there didn't sit well with them, and they decided to actually go to this woman's house and talk to her about something she's posted on social media. This is the America that we have entered into under Joe Biden and the radical left. When a society is not allowed to express their thoughts freely without any persecution, you are not a free society. You are held captive. I can't imagine, you probably can't imagine either, growing up that way, but there are countries where you cannot say what you actually feel. You have to keep everything on the low low. You can't let anybody know how you truly feel about the people running the country, because if you do, you probably disappear or you get thrown away in a prison. I mean, it's not freedom. Here in America, I don't know a different lifestyle. All I know is that we're allowed to say whatever we want to say. Sometimes what people have to say is ugly and hurtful, but they have a right to say it. We can argue all day about it if you want to. I know that people will say that that's the main reason that they attack the First Amendment is because, well, people could sit there and make racial slurs and make all these messed up comments, and that's true. They can do that. Doesn't mean that they're a good person. Doesn't mean that you have to talk to them. Doesn't mean that you have to like them. But they are entitled to say whatever is on their mind. You know, I would say almost 100% of us probably would not be thrilled with the words coming out of those people's mouth, but they have the right to say them. And you certainly shouldn't be arrested for them. And you certainly shouldn't have three FBI agents showing up to your house, knocking on the door and wanting to talk to you about memes or posts that you made that are... We don't know exactly what she said, but what that are either poking fun at or expressing disapproval in Joe Biden's stance, or do you poking fun at the way Joe Biden is? You got the FBI getting sicked on you? Oh no, we cannot tolerate that in America. It cannot be tolerated. Must be stopped. Must be exposed. Must be stopped. I can't say what this woman said is nice. Even something that I would agree with, you know. Yeah, obviously, Free Palestine, me and her probably wouldn't agree with each other. However, she does have a right to say it and express her opinion. And if you believe in free speech, you got to believe it all the way through. I may disagree with every single thing that that lady thinks. Maybe I agree with some of it, but at the end of the day, I can tell you this much. She's allowed to say it. And she's certainly allowed to make fun of the president and say whatever she wants. It's amazing how they turn everything around. I had to listen to them completely bash and destroy every single day Trump as much as they possibly could. People were just, to the point of violent on the internet. What's her name? Kathy, the failed comedian. Yeah, I forget what her name is. Holding a picture, portraying her cutting off Trump's head. I mean, there's nothing you could do about it because it's all free. I mean, you could say that that's a threat to the president, but at the end of the day, it's free. It's freedom of speech. I can't tell you what I had to listen to and look at. You probably know it yourself. For 4 years on any social media platform, you had to sit there and listen to it and tolerate this crap and listen to these people say these nasty things and behave the way they behave, but it is their right to do so. And if you either believe in it or you don't, I actually do, some people may disagree with me on that, but I don't want to be in a society that we don't. And again, I may not agree with anything that this lady says, but we certainly cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow FBI agents to show up at people's house because they say something that the other side doesn't agree with. Because if that's the case, I can assure you I'm getting arrested sooner or later. I mean, it's going down. I'm getting let out in handcuffs at some point for making these podcasts. I would say pretty much every conservative that you listen to at some point is going to get tagged and we're all getting locked up. If we're not allowed to say what we think, and if we criticize the regime, because we criticize them daily, all day, every day, because what they are doing to the United States is horrible, it's terrible, and it sucks. And we're going to tell you how horrible and terrible they are, and we're going to tell you how much they suck. But after we're done telling you how much they suck, really the point here is we can't allow this to happen. We can't allow this to continue. This has to stop. And if it is true that this is becoming more common in the United States, and we've seen a few different instances of this, I don't know how common it's becoming. I would like more people to speak up and say something if this is happening to you, because it's important. And we need to lean on the people that represent us to stop all this crap, to really get a good hold on it, because it's already out of control. If they're doing that, it's already out of control. Oh, man. Yeah, it's Friday. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be having fun. It's right before the weekend, man. We're supposed to be having a good old time because it's Friday. Apparently not. Apparently the nonsense never, ever, never, ever ends. Okay. They were trying to do some type of fundraiser for Biden, and it was... there was a gathering outside of pro-Palestine protesters. You didn't see not one red MAGA hat. You didn't see any Make America Great Again people. These were all Democrats that are not happy with Joe Biden because they don't like his handling or his stance in the whole Israel-Palestine war right now. So they are going after him. There's also Bill Clinton and Obama were... They're all up there. Everybody's trying to do their best. All the Democrats are trying to do their best to really help Biden out for 2024. They were doing a fundraiser, and there was a lady that interrupted it by screaming quite a few profanities at them, telling them how insane they are. So that went real well. I can tell you that the support for Biden is, it's not looking good. It is shrinking on a daily. I don't know if he's even capable of understanding the position that he is in, but anybody that would be running for re-election, if you were in his position, I think you would probably be ready and understanding that you're about to take an L there, because there's no way you're going to win. He's bleeding support daily from all different directions. It's not just like us. And maybe some independents are starting to come over. He's bleeding support from his own side just because of how poor he has handled everything across the board. You name it, believe me, it wasn't handled correctly. I don't care which one you want to choose, whether it's border economy, whether it's his handling of funding and money in the wars, the way he handles any foreign countries, whatever it is. He has failed miserably. I would challenge any Democrat, and we can do this hopefully sooner than later here, get somebody on the phone or live or however we're going to do it. But I would challenge anybody to actually sit down and debate me on what Biden has actually accomplished over the course of the last 4 years. Because I can tell you, and I'm not trying to be biased, I can't think of one single thing that man has done in the past 4 years that has actually been to the benefit of all American people, all Americans. I can't think of one thing. I can think of a whole lot of things he screwed up, but I certainly, for the life of me, can't figure out the one thing that he has done well. So he is bleeding support. I would say that the sirens are blazing at the White House. The red light is on. They're trying to figure out every single way possible to deflect this and try to help bring and restore him back to what he was prior to 2020 election. And I don't even think they'll get that back. Because at least back then, you didn't really know how Joe Biden was going to act. So they could sell people that just didn't like the way Trump spoke and weren't too thrilled about the way Trump is as a person. They could sell them on, well, hey, this nice little old grandpa is just a sweetheart of a guy, and he's going to unify everybody, and you're not going to have to listen to the big bad orange man every day, and it's going to calm America down, and we're all going to be singing kumbaya together as we're all trying to figure out where our next meal's coming from because he's just destroyed everything. They can't even tell you that anymore because now people see him for what he really is. He is not unifying anybody. He's actually the greatest divider. Him and Obama, it's a toss up. And they're both fighting to be the champ, but they can't even sell you that anymore. So what do they got? What are they going to try to package up? What kind of bull crap are they going to try to feed you to sway you to vote for him again, after I have got to believe that at least half of the people that voted for him are kicking themselves in the rear end right now, saying, what the hell did I do? My life sucks because of this guy. We're having all kinds of issues and nothing nice going on. They got to be kicking themselves in the butt right now. Have to be. Because there's no way you could say to me your life is better today than it was with Donald Trump. There's just, it's impossible to tell me that with a straight face. It's impossible. It's funny, you see the support for Joe Biden, which there is none. You see people outside protesting against him and fighting with him. And on the flip side of that, you see Trump go to the funeral of a police officer and they all friggin' love him. They all lose their mind and they love him because he supports them and they know he's America first. And that's who they want back in the house because they know that their lives were safer under him. Because police officers nowadays have targets on their back because the Democrats have made them out to be the bad guys. And they know that under Trump, they had his support. He was there to support them. If you're doing the right thing and you're not being one of the 1% that screw it all up for the rest of them, as long as you're doing your job and doing the right thing, man, he supported you all the way. And that's the kind of love they want. The military loves them. Police officers love them. Hell, most of America loves them. And I bet secretly, to be honest with you on this Friday, I bet secretly most of you Democrats that voted for Joe Biden probably have a picture of Trump somewhere hidden in your closet that you look at every single day and say, I need you back. I love you, Orange Man. Just come back to me.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.